No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this Thursday, March 16th. I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Several news organizations across the U.S. picking up today on a story that seems to have immediate life and death implications in North Texas, perhaps beyond. We just don't know for certain. Here's what we do know. Two people are dead after attempts to call 911 in Dallas were blocked. The culprit, according to the Washington Post, a weird cell phone glitch that Dallas officials have known about since at least November of last year. The cell phone company says was fixed, but apparently was not. A 52-year-old Dallas man died on March 6th after 911 calls were disconnected with no callback as required. At one point on March 6th, 442 callers were placed on hold for an average of 38 minutes. Then on Tuesday of this week, a Dallas mother claimed the 911 T-Mobile glitch had led to the death of her six-month-old baby. At a news conference yesterday, Dallas officials tried to explain what's happening. Apparently, 911 calls made by T-Mobile users are creating ghost calls which dial into 911 centers and then hang up, placing legitimate emergency callers on hold and forcing operators to try to call back all those false hang-up calls. Adding to the confusion, no evidence that the problem's actually been corrected, but plenty of evidence that officials are worried about the public losing confidence in 911. Kelly Merriweather, Executive Director of the Commission on State Emergency Communications, joins us. Welcome to The Standard.
Thank you.
How much concern do you have about the safety and security, the integrity of the 911 system in Dallas upon hearing this latest news?
Well, I am very, very concerned, and I'm very, very sorry for everyone that has experienced loss due to the T-Mobile issue in Dallas. And I know that the entire Texas 911 community is upset and in mourning with the families as well as with the 911 call takers in the city of Dallas. The integrity of the 911 system has been excellent over the years, and unfortunately, there are some things that we cannot control, and that is the systems of the service providers, the T-Mobiles of the world, and the other telephone companies that send calls into our system.
I forgive me for interrupting, but I think a lot of people are thinking this is bigger than just whether or not I have a T-Mobile phone, because in theory, someone else using a T-Mobile phone could block other calls from other providers, and so it creates a larger sort of community concern here. Mm-hmm. Is it limited just to Dallas?
As far as we know, this is only occurring in Dallas. I have briefly been in touch with the other 911 entities across the state, and no one has experienced this type of thing. No one certainly has experienced any extent to which Dallas has experienced this. Mm-hmm. It does seem to be very unique to Dallas at this point in time.
But having said that, though, apparently, according to the Dallas Morning News, back in November, Dallas officials knew about this problem. They informed T-Mobile. T-Mobile says in January they had it fixed. And then weeks, months transpire, mm-hmm, until it's clear that no, it wasn't fixed. So I'm just wondering how sure you can be that this isn't some dormant issue that other municipalities need to be concerned about.
Well, we can't be sure, and I think we all should be concerned. It's unacceptable that T-Mobile can't fix its own system.
So Ms. Merriweather, has this risen, in your opinion, to the level where you would recommend that maybe T-Mobile be removed from that 911 system because of the potential risks inherent with the T-Mobile network clogging up the entire 911 system?
I really can't speak to that.
When you say you can't speak to that, you mean you?
I have not contemplated turning off 911 service anywhere.
Would you, if this were doing what has been described, that it creates these ghost calls that block an entire system for almost an hour in some cases? That's not something that would be considered.
I would have to consult with other people on that. I'm not sure if there's any kind of regulatory constrictions about that, or what could be done in that area. I would have to get it more information to see if that's even possible.
Well, so what do you want to hear from T-Mobile? Is there something that would put you at ease?
I want to hear from T-Mobile that the problem has been fixed, and then I would like to have a root cause after report to understand what it is, what caused it, and to make sure that all the other 911 centers in Texas can take any kind of necessary precautions to ensure it doesn't happen in their areas.
In the meantime, what
would
you...
I would like to know why.
I would like to know why, you say. In the meantime, what would you advise people who are using T-Mobile or who are concerned about the security of their own 911 system?
I think they should reach out to T-Mobile. I think they should perhaps consider using a landline telephone to call 911 or some other alternate telephone to call 911 should they need to. And I would suggest that they strongly voice their opinion with T-Mobile, if not with complaints, then with their pocketbooks.
Kelly Merriweather is Executive Director of the Commission on State Emergency Communications for Texas. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Thank you.
Now, David Carey is Executive Vice President for T-Mobile. He told reporters yesterday, quoting here, "We will stay on this until it is fully resolved and everyone can rest comfortably that when they call 911 and they call for an emergency request for help, it will be addressed immediately." T-Mobile says it has sent its best engineers to Dallas to try to resolve the problem.